And last night we saw the debut of the new series of The Bachelor Australia featuring Lachie Gilbert from Western Australia.
Yes, my wife was quite keen on Lachie, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm bored.
I ain't going to watch it again now.
I'm bored.
And yeah?
You guys
already?
Know,
night, one
you
night in.
Know I love The Bachelor. I usually watch it every season.
Right. Yes, you do.
Lachie's boring.
Okay. Oh.
He's got nothing.
Hello, clickbait.
Sorry.
Kimber says Lachie's boring.
Yeah. Like, yeah, being
I thought
hot,
he was quite nice.
Being hot's not enough.
Look,
yeah, but.
Well, maybe nice is the problem. Is that the issue for you?
No, no.
Nice?
You know me. I'm not chasing a bad boy or anything weird like that. I just think there's not much going on.
Okay.
Isn't he a mountaineer and a bit of a macho man, runs a business, an adrenaline type business?
Cool.
Okay. Doesn't work for you?
Doesn't make you a good dinner guest, I guess.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the girls because they made the show last night and they made it awful.
Blimey. I mean, we always talk about this, like them being so mean to each other right from the get-go, it's awful.
Well, yeah, but I guess that's how they roll, don't they? I mean, the first 30 minutes, if you didn't see the show, was basically Lachie saying how hot all the women were and the women saying how hot Lachie was.
Yes.
Yeah. And how nervous they both were.
Yeah, there was basically the first 30 minutes, not much was happening. Yeah.
Well, there were a couple of those moments that you always get where the girls try to do something a bit different when they introduce themselves and you spend your time going, oh, no, don't do that.
Especially one waddling in and the penguin suit. What was going on there? Was
it
a producer? I guess.
Yeah. But I like that some of the girls didn't waste time. Like Laura turns up, she just says, I'm a snob, and then just starts laying it all out on the table.
You can't go to Bali.
Why is that?
It's like you won't come home alive. It's so dangerous.
No.
It's gross. Bali's gross. You literally can't even brush your teeth with the water that comes out of the tap. Why would you want to live there when you could live in Perth? So I swear to God, if he spends half his time in Bali, he could do that and I'll be waiting for him in Perth like a good housewife.
Oh, he runs his business in Bali.
Who uses water? Use Bintang.
Yeah. Brush your pigs.
Idiot.
What's going on? It wasn't the only thing that got our attention last night.
No, it certainly wasn't. Well, the one thing I did love, and I hope this carries on, is that for years, I've been advocating for the use of the word mole.
You hear a mole. You're a mole.
There's nothing better than a you're a mole.
Flashback.
It's a good way to describe. It's a better way than using the B word.
Is it?
I think.
Do you think so?
Is it nicer or harsher?
I thought mole was more harsh.
Is it?
Well, I thought so.
Oh, I don't know now. Okay.
What about the girl who kept going on about, well, there was someone who identified where Lachie was from before. But she did keep going on about her eyebrows.
Swear on your eyebrows that you didn't know. I've sworn on my eyebrows. That has to be true.
So we get to shave your eyebrows if he comes in here and he's like,
you
no, not me.
You can shave my eyebrows if he's not from Survivor.
She was obsessed not only with her eyebrows, which she banged on about, but also the fact that she said that Lachie, oh, he's the guy from Survivor, but I didn't say it. And he admitted to us yesterday he was on Survivor.
Did you hear that kind of like cackling at the end?
Yeah.
That went through. That was the soundtrack for the show last night, was just horrible laughs, just horrible laughter. I got to 8:17 p.m. and I was out.
You're done.
I went to bed. I didn't see the big fight with the redhead.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it all go down because I just couldn't handle anymore.
I ended up on a British drama. What happened in the fight, man?
A British drama? How dare you?
I was a bit over it.
Well, the poor redhead girl, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I do wonder about the duty of care for these people.
Yes.
Because then, you know, they're not necessarily media savvy. They go in there trying to, you know, boost their profile or whatever.
Yeah.
And this girl was, I think, intoxicated.
Right, okay.
But also seemed to be going quite distressed.
Oh, really?
And I did wonder, like, where's someone going, you know what, let's not film her anymore.
The duty of care is in 16 bottles of yellow champagne.
There's a lot of cheap champagne with a lot of young women.
And was there responsible service of alcohol going on? I don't think
I don't know. Like, plenty of candles going on. Someone's got a good job.
You know what makes it responsible? If they put some sausage rolls on the table, then they say, well, we did provide the food, but you know. Know
true.
That no girl in a ball dress and with a face made up is going to eat a sausage roll.
Yeah.
Oh, and one final thing, if you didn't see it, across the world this was a first, the triple threat rose.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what does that get you?
What gives you triple time or something?
Yeah, three chances of staying in.
Has he given it to anyone
yet? He gave it to a dancer. She was quite sweet, actually.
Okay.
All right, so she gets triple time with him.
She gets triple time with him, and Osher came in all guns blazing, but then he went back to...
Yeah,
you know,
because
the funeral director.
When Osher came out, they went, it's like watching TV without the TV on when Osher walked into the room because he's so famous.
Yeah.
I look forward to Matt giving us recaps for the rest of the season
because
Claire's and I are out.
The wife and I are into it.
7:30 tonight on 10. It's back, The Bachelor. Sure, Kimber, I reckon you'll sneak a peek.